This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Also, I want to thank everyone that contributes to Hershey's for Heroes. It has been a fantastic year for chocolate bars. You know, I used to go to the mail in the States and hated it because I knew I was going to get a bill. But now in Israel, I go to the mail and I got chocolate bars coming to me. And it's exciting. And if none of you listening have ever heard of Hershey's for Heroes, I would suggest that you go and Google Hershey's for Heroes. And you're going to see the lives, the attitude, the mentality of these soldiers changed as this country is continually beat down by a leftist global governance, a leftist global media, and an Islamic media that does not tell the truth about this country and what it gives to the world. So I want to thank everyone that has given to Hershey's for Heroes in 2013. And right now, already headed into 2014, we already have committed 1,000 chocolate bars for the soldiers. I had a guy that I went to school with, Eric Branch, and I believe it's noteworthy to mention him by name, that has a small church in North Carolina, and he went and purchased 500 chocolate bars, and his whole church is putting notes on them for the soldiers, for the Israeli Defense Force soldiers. So I want to say thank you to Eric and his wife for doing the right thing. And God bless you guys. I appreciate you. Anyway, enough of that. Moving forward, I am in... What town am I in? I'm trying to remember the name.
Rishon LeZion. Rishon LeZion.
Ma? Could say, ma'am?
Rishon LeZion.
You said that with fluidity.
Design. Rishon LeZion.
Okay. And this is a great town. It's not that far out of Tel Aviv. And it's a beautiful day here. Baruch Hashem. We thank God for another day that we're alive in the Jewish state. I am sitting in the office of a man that I met on Christmas Eve in the United States as we were having a party for some wounded soldiers in the hospital, and we took them Hershey's for Heroes. You can see the pictures posted on my Facebook page. And I met Yehuda, and we got to talking, and Yehuda, come on closer. Slide up here a little closer. You and your business partner both. And I'm glad the kids are here, too. Of course, they're not children. They're full grown. But, sir, I want to say thank you for being here on Insight to Israel. And it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you very much for coming here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, we may have to speak a little loud. And this is not going to be edited, so I'm just throwing that out there. So I want to say thank you. And Yehuda, Dr. Yehuda, can I call you that? Dr. Yehuda?
Not the doctor.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
But you deal...
Technical orthopedic.
Okay. Yes. No, that's good. Technical...
Yehuda. Orthopedic.
Orthopedics. Yeah. Okay. Because I think I addressed your email as doctor.
Yes, sir.
I believe.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Just now that we've clarified that, you deal with prosthetics. And you showed me some videos. If for those who are listening and do not know, mainly because of the media, Israel, for example, was one of the first countries, the first country in Haiti, over 6,000 miles away.
Yes, sir.
And the United States, well... You know, we're doing what we have been doing the past 10 years and slacking, if I could use that term. It's I was very impressed, sir, by the videos that you showed me of the children that you've helped.
Thank you.
I want to start off, because I'm sitting here and your business partner, Israel, and if you don't mind your son introducing himself.
Okay. Nice to meet you. My name is Israel Piosov. I'm Yehuda's son. And I worked with my father for 6 years.
You worked for your father for 6 years?
6 years. And I'm happy about what I'm doing. I enjoy it. And it's give me full energies to help people.
Nice, nice. Ma'am?
Hi. Hey. I'm Shelly Pilosov. I'm Yuda's daughter, the eldest. I've been joining Yud Dalit Gapim, that's the name of the company, only 2 months ago. I've left the high-tech area for that. I mainly do here some advertising and kind of a project manager, actually.
Nice, nice. Thank you for introducing yourself. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you
for having us.
You're welcome. So, sir, I want to ask you, we're going to start off. I'm very curious as to your background. What led you to this point that you are going around the world? Can I say around the world safely?
Yes.
You're going around the world
Yes.
and helping people that have lost their limbs. And the video, which I'm going to put a link to some of the stuff that you have on YouTube, on the Insight to Israel webpage, or the Facebook page. My website will be out in January. On the Facebook page, because it's amazing, amazing, amazing what you've done. Let me ask you, where were you born and raised at, first of all? I know I'm going way far back, but a lot of these things have had an influence on your life and where you're at today, I would imagine. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Ramat Gan.
Oh, nice, in Ramat Gan,
yes,
very
Ramat
nice.
Gan, 62 years before.
Okay.
So when I was born in Ramat Gan, it was a very beautiful city, and I started to grow, and I was a player of football in the national team of Israel.
Ah, you played soccer.
Yes.
For those who...
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and when I was 15 years old, I wanted to be a player, not to be and to go to the college. And in 67 was the war.
1967, Yom Kippur, am I correct?
No, 73 was Yom Kippur.
Okay.
67 was the war of...
Six days war.
Okay. Today. Thank
so
you.
I was 16 years old, and so I find to do something, and no, the college doesn't want to take me because I was a player. And I was a very talented, was in the school, was the one girl, she in the streets, living with my parents, and there was a neighbor, and the father was a manager of the company of Independence of Israel. And they asked me if I want to start to work with this job.
Really?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was 16 years old. And
you were asked to work with prosthetics.
Yes, this is the basic that I started.
So. Wow!
And the further question was, I will come with as I wanted to be a player also. Say okay, it's okay. So
you wanted to play soccer and do a job at the
yes,
same time.
Yes, 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 it was. Yeah, we do it. I did it together. So it was a parallel of my life, and so it's I grown with a company. And I passed three awards in my life, and
wow.
I was in New York City in NYU, you know, university,
yeah.
In 73, and I was in Germany, and this is my college of my professional. So and I believe it that I started to work that God gave me the power to help the people. So, I knew that before because I was a mystic, a spiritual person. And I have dreams, and dreams come true in my life. I helped to, I'm a healer now also, so it was in my life. So I was very, my life was very interesting because I was a player, and when I was a player, we got it in 69, we played with Brita Mozart, you know, with the Russia games.
No, I'm on the Russia.
Yes, Russia. Yes, sir. So we win them. So, and so this was my life, and now I'm 62 years.
Nice.
And I got something in my life to help the people. I was a branch manager of my company in Jerusalem, in Haifa. And so I'm advisor of the president of Israel.
Wow.
And yes, the president of, what's the name of? Mashov. Mashov.
Okay.
We was in Peru. Was make a seminar with my Israel, my son. So when I was in Jerusalem, I met the one of the patients. He is manager of hospital in East Jerusalem. What was the name? It's Isa. Yes. And he helped the people, the guy people who now have the money to make the prothesis for them.
Right.
So the Palestine. So I courage of my person that he have a children. Children is for me, it's my life.
Right.
So that was the basic or the starter to know the people, children people, come to to Jerusalem, my brain. And I help them. So it takes my life, that's my job.
Wow.
So
15.
I started, yes. Yeah. So it's my life is a long way. I have many cases in my life behind me. And I'm happy that I help the people. I know that my God give me the power, not me.
Right.
So everything is God make in this world, and I love it, yeah. Really.
Wow, that's amazing. 15 years old, I can't. What did I do at 15? I was delivering newspapers in my neighborhood. No one ever came to me and asked me, do you want to get into prosthetics, you know? Yeah. It never even occurred to me. And so at what stage of your life did you meet this gentleman, your business partner, Israel?
Yes, okay.
I mean, let me ask you this. What did your parents think?
Oh, my parents? It's very interesting. So, my mother, she has a stand behind me all the time. Yes.
You know, mothers are amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing. She's an amazing woman. She's an amazing person. Shelley is the name of my mother. Rachel is the first name.
Wow.
Yes, my parents come from Bulgaria.
So Bulgaria
said that we get the name of Shelley, and Israel is the name of my father.
Wow!
Yes.
Nice.
So my father was a not interesting so much in my life.
Very tough guy.
He was very tough, and
back then life did that to you. Cause
and my mother, she was my friend in my life.
Wow.
She supported me. She understood, and I give it to my life for her. She gave me to the love, to share my love, to help the people, and to be happy. And you know, if your people are happy, you will be happy.
Uh-huh.
And she's an amazing woman, and she's 87 years old now. And I thank my God that she was my mother, and she teach me everything in my life. And to listen to the music, classic music, and change to get everything, get the people.
Right.
That's the first word you say. Get the people. Right. Doesn't matter who's coming. Egypt, Chinese, doesn't matter.
Right.
The person is a person, because the person belongs to the God, not to the person here. So don't understand it.
Right.
So this was my way, and I carried my way with my mother, and I'm happy that. And I pray every morning to my God. I, you know, it is maybe at 87 I changed my way in my life. I stopped to play football. I told you that I'm Mystican. I'm interested in the Kabbalah, so I'm using with the Kabbalah. So I believe that the Kabbalah said that have to God, that, you know, to believe that God is a love, and now including of all the people in the world that they must to be together. So I think they have a good job in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we met the people, and especially you. You met you in the hospital.
Thank you.
Because you're a very good guy and very interesting. Thank you. Michael.
Bakasha.
And I'm happy that Riri is sitting with us and my friend Israel.
Yeah.
So I met him again because 30 years we didn't see each other. So God won the moment that we include him to,
wow,
to be together.
30 years.
There is, yeah, yes. More than, I think.
More than 30 years.
So, and you know that God wanted to meet something, and you have to go into Job to look at the forward. So I believe that Israel is coming, and you coming, and
yeah,
Shelley and Israel now, and all the people that now in all of the world. This is my job, because I saw my way in my life. So no, I don't believe it. I have confidence. So we have some, if something have to be true, is it true? And it happened. It happened. So thanks God that now I have a new project in another country. And I believe that it will be the tantrum of the countries around us, because I have some war and in the world. And I believe that I have to help to this country that we're happening, and in all of the world, that because this is my job.
Right. Wow.
It's great stuff. Now,
it's a mission.
How did you guys become business partners? Yeah, I know that you said you hadn't seen him in a while, but
he's in floor.
I'm on ground.
He's on ground.
Ah, okay.
I cried a little bit. I give it a message to Rogue, so forward about situation spiritually,
yes,
coming.
So he's the foundation, and then you're the house,
yes,
that's built on.
And Shelley and Israel is take me.
No.
Down all the time. I'm running
trying
forward.
It's not easy.
So
to bring
fast
to reality.
So fast.
He is somewhere.
I'm a reality that people can understand me, that because I'm thinking so fast.
Right.
So I saw no the nose, forward, move, one step, two steps,
forward.
Right.
So
if I may say something, right, that Yuda, my father, has a lot of dreams. And we, Israel, and Israel, my brother, are trying to make them happen. I think that's the main reason we are here together.
Right.
He has the dreams, and we are trying to make them real.
No, that's awesome. I mean, that's the best way to do it, is to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
And to really make it grow, because who understands the personality better than the family members?
Yes.
Exactly.
You know? So, and when you know that, then you'll know how to strategically place people according to their personality and their abilities combined. It's
but
fascinating.
When you have the chemistry and you have the trust in each other, so this is the most important.
Yeah.
You know, this is trust is and honesty.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you will lose it. I mean, you can keep your friendship, you can keep, but when it comes to business, it's always something that you have to put more effort and more in your from yourself.
Absolutely.
And I believe that, like you said, it's coming from timing. You know, the timing was for us to meet somewhere, and from there we went, step forward.
No, I agree with you. Now, let me ask you, sir, where were you originally from?
Israel.
As far as your town goes?
Ah, Tel Aviv.
Oh, you're from, okay,
yeah.
Nice. And you guys, let me backtrack here a little bit. You guys became friends. What made you decide to become business partners? That's
First we met, it was when we were in the 20s in the army.
Yeah, okay.
Mutual friends put us together. And we started, it's going out sometimes and this. And then, you get married, you put your family, and you going different ways.
Right.
And one day I was involved with Malta, and I came to a conference, and Yuda was there.
Wow.
And each one had something to do. And then, you started talking, and then Yehuda met someone that was talking about, I mean, we started to have the idea about what to do in Malta.
Yeah.
And then one day Yehuda met a doctor that he has family in Libya. He's from Ramle. He is an Arab.
Wow.
A Muslim. And he was talking about injuries. It was during the revolution in Libya, and a lot of injuries, and people they were amputated, and there was no way for them to go, beside to go to, you know, to be on the street. And they were sent to Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, to other countries, very far, Canada, England, I mean, far from home.
Wow.
And he came to us with the idea to go to Malta, because it's about half an hour flight from Libya, and it's very close, and to set up this workshop there. And from there we we found about the local, the citizen, the Maltese.
Okay.
You know, sorry that I'm interrupting your talking, that so my when we're talking, discussed about it, so for me was the most interesting was that the children, for example.
Yeah.
The first question we talking, discussed, so how many children you have? Many children.
Yeah.
You know, with amputation and cut their legs.
Wow.
So that was a decision that immediately that we have to lead it.
Yes.
So, and the wife of the president of Malta,
yes.
She is the president of what, you know, that Malta?
She is an organization from to United Nations, I think, that she is.
So that you wanted to open so central of the children of maybe in Malta. So we have in Bolivia or other countries of the Africa. So it was
Northern Chile. Africa. It's very close to Malta.
Okay, but we have some in all organization in the children, you know, after the Mochi?
Landmines. Children that stepped on landmines.
Right.
So
and they were injured, and what happened to them was.
Yeah, because I've heard when they try to take care of that, it's like it doesn't always work for the children, you know.
Yes,
but
it's a very critical time there. It's some people were miserable there. Most of them they have no. I mean, the government was helpless. They have the money. They have the I don't know. It's all corrupted.
Yeah, wow.
And you have to find how to go forward and to see how to help them. If you have the how do you call it, the tie to them, or you have the if you have relationship with them, you can get the help from them.
Yeah.
But if the government wants to help the citizens, they'll do it.
Right.
But we found that there are no one to talk to. And then we will try as soon as we see how to that the government is willing to participate and to give the citizen help. It will be much better for the citizen. But we also go for the locals, the Maltese,
right?
Because they don't have any facilities there for this type of, and there are a lot of amputees there
from
diabetes.
Really?
Yes.
And cancer. And cancer of the children.
Yes.
The cancer of the children. So, unbelievable.
So, you guys are like the dynamic duo of prosthetics. And when you went to Malta, you went on your own accord, right? Wow, that's pretty brave.
We landed. We had some contacts there. I mean, they're very, and from there we build our contacts. From one person, we started to build contacts, and we made a lot of friends. And really, we have good relationship Pillow Maltese.
Yeah.
And some figures from the government found it very, they encouraged us to do it because they feel that there's a need for this.
Right.
And the way it used to be, it was really torturing the people, the locals. It didn't do much good job to the, because they used a company from England to come down every 6 weeks, every 2 months or whatever to take care of the amputees.
Wow.
So it wasn't a good service, like you said.
Yeah.
And coming there to the locals and do the job on the spot, you know, that's what they're looking for.
Now, how many people have you actually helped in Malta at this point? I mean, you have an Excel spreadsheet with country and numbers?
We don't know exactly, but we know that they have 120 amputations in a year, per year.
No, we didn't study it because they used to work on a tender.
Okay.
To give a tender out.
Yes, but we don't know how many amputation they have before that, you know, but
right.
We know this information that every year we have
150,
maybe.
Wow.
20.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Approximately.
The number is,
yes.
And what's the estimated population?
400,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are not good odds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We think that. I don't know what. This is the short information that we have.
Yeah. Now I'm looking around at this room here, and I'm seeing, because you do everything as far as create the prosthetics in-house,
yes,
right here in the office.
Yeah.
And was it always that way?
Yes, always.
Always?
Yes. We do everything here in our workshop from the beginning and until the end, the guy stand on the prosthetic. We take the measurements. We sometimes we learn the amputees to walk. We teach them how to walk, and we do from everything from the start to the end.
Wow, wow! Because you gave me a tour back here, and it's the procedure is fascinating.
Yes, it's very fascinating because also it's very individual from guy to guy. So, you know, you can take one prosthesis and fit it to another guy because it's very, very unique. It's very different because it's every leg also from a same person. If you take the left leg and the right leg, it's very different because this is how God's made us.
Right.
And everybody is different from each other.
Right.
So if you do a both legs from the same guy, you don't take the same measurement and you do it because you have to do it separately for each leg.
Wow.
And this is what makes it very difficult because you have to fit it very, very perfect because if you don't do it right, the guy won't walk on this prosthesis. So it's very difficult. It's very it's very, very unique. When you show it, I show it to you, it's very unique.
Yeah. Wow. Listen, we're going to come right back and we're going to talk about what you do here in Israel. You've been all around the world, Haiti and some of these other countries, but you showed me some videos that were very interesting about how you've helped folks locally. And a lot of times on the world scene, that's one thing, but helping here at home, it's different. And it's amazing the impact you've had. We're going to come right back. I want to thank everyone for listening to Insight to Israel. We'll be right back. This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out.
So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Ganot. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
That the rules don't become rules in themselves, but when we live for God, of course we're not perfect. We're going to fall by the wayside. We're going to fail and falter and stumble and crash. But it's how willing are we to allow God to pick us back up?
That's I mean, you know, that I believe that the Bible is come back many thousand years before it.
Right.
Moses got to in the mountain. This is a forward of the belief it of the way or the law of the God in this world. And the far off the people go outside of them.
Right.
We have the Buddha, we have the Christian and Muslim. So what is the basic?
Right.
What is the basic? What is the basic?
The first principles.
Principles, yes. So there's a law, we have 10 world laws in the God. Like we have got the machine, that the wash machine, and give it to Yatran, like, you know that?
Many other actions.
Mention. So if you change this, that, you broke the machine.
Right.
So this is God give it to you.
Right.
You have so light, like a light. Yes.
Right.
The cross of them, you explosion of that.
Right.
This is a way, this is a God give it to way. Why you get it on the side of this?
Right. Why do you do it
so
your
now
own
we
way?
Come back of this.
Right.
So this is because Moses wanted in law get to Torah. It's a light, very good light. Who is a light? What is a light? Light is the soul of this. And this is a love.
Yeah.
The name is love. And now I think we have a good organization now in all of the world. United States, Israel, Chinese, who is go with this way, we change the world.
Right.
And I believe that I can't say that because I'm a leader. My life was very difficult when I was born, when I was a child, even now, because I stand on the front of all the people, all in the Rebbe in Israel, no more. We have some two or three friends, understood one that they say now. So I think God believe it now and give it to our to power that you have got your job and that you're meeting me and Iris and Israel, my son, Shelley, we're looking for the people around us, and this is your job, Michael. If your people listen to us now, do it. Do it. This is my message in this world. If no, you can see that, you know, the storm in the world, raining.
Yeah.
What to say in English? Problems of shitfonot in
flood.
England.
Flood.
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 Because who is take hand
tsunami.
Up, he doesn't want to come with us now, we lose the train. He lose the train. Train is in trouble now, and this is a hand of Konot. Yes. Now is the time. That's my message, Michael. That's how you do my job, and you make your job.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you, aside from how we started out here in the beginning, talking about the exterior versus the interior, I want to say that you have certainly been, and especially in your family, when you have your children working with you, and they have confidence in you, enough that your daughter, after 14 years, would leave high tech, I'm sure, and I don't need to know, but I'm sure you made very good money.
Yeah, I did.
And you have two children.
Mm-hmm.
And
Can. You're a single mother. That's a tough way to go, especially in Israel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have your son working with you. Now, how long have you been here with your dad working?
Working for 6 years.
Six years.
I also played soccer before.
Nice.
I started to play soccer, and I joined my father to work with him.
Wow.
6 years.
You know, that takes confidence.
Yes.
That takes a bond in a family.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're either going to make or break it. There's no middle ground in these situations, you know?
We trust him with the blank eyes. So everything he will say to us, I said, Father, go for it. We are with you.
Nice. Yeah. Now, the reality is, you know, sometimes you have conflict, but the simple fact that that we see leadership here, and that leadership is blessing the world, children, the elderly, people who've been through war, and I'm looking at a room here full of prosthetics, and it's amazing. What do you
see? What is this?
You've got a necklace.
Can I tell you something now?
Please.
So, this is a writing of big Rebbe Kabbalah. Yes.
Okay.
He wrote for me in Tiberia.
In Tiberias.
This I wanted to give to President of the United States, Obama. Yes, really.
I don't laugh at that disrespectfully. I just
before that, yes. So because I don't want to in political. I'm not political.
Right, you're not political.
No. It doesn't out me of this
right.
life.
Right.
I don't believe it to political.
Right.
I don't believe in it. So but I knew that he will be the president the next time. Okay? So he had to get to the job. That's all. I wanted to send him because I should be that. So I could know where to throw the time with the ambassador here. He didn't want to meet me. So it's what's a short time to give it to him.
Right. If you don't mind me asking, what's your necklace say there that you wanted to give to Obama?
I should believe that I needed to do it.
No.
But you remember what he said? Yeah. Oh, it's okay. very.
It's for more. The
Kabbalah. It's a God. Say God, and then.
Well, it gives good energy power.
And power.
It's words from the Kabbalah.
To good men.
Right.
To good take to good decision of this world. This is a give it to power to think a good, and do in your life.
Right. Well, he certainly needs it, I'll tell you that. The ambassador messed up on that one.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. So,
where did you get it?
Tiberia. One of the Rebbe, secret Rebbe.
Mm-hmm.
No people know them. I know them. He wrote special for me. You have one for them, one for me.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It skipped me. So can I tell you some story?
I can tell you a story about
you can believe it.
Things that happens in our workshop. When you work on the machine, you work with one of Posteza and start to do the cosmetics. And we work with machines, very dangerous machines, because if you don't take genesis, it hurts you very bad. And one of the time that he works, the Posteza got caught in the machine and he start to rumble very fast and it hurts his chest. He got very bad hits by the machine on the chest. And I was standing next to him, and I told him, Dad, are you okay? Everything is okay? He said, okay, I just got a little bit pain in the chest, but I think I feel okay.
Yeah.
He just got the necklace out, and all the necklace got almost broken. It was it was amazing.
Wow.
It almost stopped all the pain of all the punch of the machine.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So you should keep it.
Protection. It's a protection.
It was amazing. Really, it was very...
So the necklace saved him.
I can say for sure that the necklace saved him.
Wow.
Protect him.
Wow.
Really.
Amazing. God, Baruch Hashem, God bless.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Thank God.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So we have something.
I think that if you believe in God, God helps you, protect you,
absolutely,
give you the right way, the right tools to do whatever you need to do in this world.
Absolutely. And you've certainly done it here. So let's talk about how God has used you. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. that God has used you and your business partner and your family to be a blessing to Israel, and the enemies that surround you, that call for your death, and you have turned around and blessed them in spite of their cursing. Give us a few examples of some of the work you've done, because you showed a picture about a girl who lost her legs, or we watched a video. Would you mind talking about that? The little girl that lost
her legs.
And she was a Muslim girl.
Yeah, yes.
Her parents were Muslim.
Yes, the first time I saw my friend, he called me that. They said, we have some girl that she has lost both legs.
How did she lose both of her legs?
With the trucks. Some
accident.
Accident. It was accident. And he said to me, "No, Yuda, I know that you want to help. So now the best situation case that you know nobody want to can be to pay, you know, have some supporter. So you want to help us?" I say, "Of course, yes. Send me." "So what is the case?" I say, "No, there is a very bad situation. She is a girl, 4 years old, and lost both legs."
Wow, 4 years old.
4 years old. So I said, "You know that I'm crazy, that sent her." And we discussed with the father, and they come to here. I send to him to a document that we can pass to the border to Israel, come from Hebron. And when she come here, she was a very...
Very sad. Very sad.
Very sad.
Wow.
She didn't smile.
Wow.
And the father and mother was very afraid because he didn't know who is. I'm him.
Right.
No, so I can help her. And I say her, and I said, "God, please help." And God help. You see that?
Amen.
And she go out to the family, and she's life in the family. He play with a friend of the family, and I give it to her, new life. And thanks God, because God give it to new life, not me. I did my job.
Messenger.
Right.
Yes, I mean, yes.
It was amazing. I have to say something.
No, go ahead.
It was very amazing because if you see this girl, when she came out, it's like a different girl. It's different girl. So it was so amazing because the moment immediately she puts the prosthesis on her leg, she just start to smile. She just stand in front of the mirror and she start to dance. It was so amazing.
Wow!
Me and my father was in shock, and also her parents was in shock because I don't think they saw her with this good energies for 1 year or more than that. So
wow.
It was very, 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 very. I can't find the word.
Emotional.
It was very emotional. She just grabbed her mother's bag, she put it on her shoulder, and she just walked like a small lady. It was amazing. She just felt like she go back to the same life she had before.
Right.
It was emotional, very emotional.
Amazing. You know,
the problem was because, you know, the both stump was below me and one is above me, the short stump.
Yeah.
So she was in the hospital with a scangra of one of the above me, the stump. So it was very difficult. So I believe that God helped me.
Of course.
Absolutely.
This age, for kids, it's very difficult to sit in a wheelchair and see your friends running around and playing.
Yeah.
You have to sit.
She came in the wheelchair and
yes.
she
go
out with a leg. So you can imagine what happened in the soul of this
girl
and all the family around it. So
yes.
I'm thinking about the girl.
Right.
She grown now, like she looking all the future, and around her she say, "Okay, I'm walking now."
Now you replace these stumps as the child grows. I'm sorry, the prosthetics as the child grows and gets bigger, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Every few months.
Wow.
Yes, because the bones are getting bigger and they have a little bit changes on the stump, so we have to change the prosthesis.
Now,
who funds it all the time?
That was my next question.
I can't answer you because I don't know who is support for the life. I don't know what's going on now with her. I don't know. I'm waiting every day that we come call me as
to do the other prosthesis.
To other because it's past 1 year, maybe.
Yeah, something like this.
So now is the time to change it.
So she hasn't been back.
No. Yeah.
And she's supposed to come back every few months, right? Is that
every few months, she, 1 year, something?
She,
it's very depends on the growth.
The growth,
yeah, the growth of the bear.
No, the problem with now the brother, no, the pastor, no, it's a problem with the family. We don't know nothing.
Wow.
No, I have detailed information
just
about
wait for
her.
A call.
So,
what's
the coding of this? I don't know.
Five years.
No?
Yes. It was the 1 year before. So.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's with that being said, I mean, we don't know every situation, of course, but it simply amazes me sometimes when it comes to children, how people use children as a pawn and play on the emotions. Simply play on the emotions with no facts and use children as a scapegoat for everything else. And I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, but a lot of times in the States, the left uses the children, you know, look at the children in order to gain for themselves. And look at how we corrupt our children today, you know. So I hope that little girl comes back. I hope her parents. I hope and pray. Because I know a lot of times, many times in the Muslim culture, they become very careless with their children. It's an ideology. I don't call it a religion. It's an ideology sometimes that doesn't show concern for those that are less fortunate.
Listen, to send them to with a bomb to be like a life bomb in a
suicide
bomb.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. So, what is another experience that really stands out to you that, and all the work that you've done, and I'm sure you could probably name 1,000, but is there one that specifically that comes to your mind? Each one of you that like really stands out to you, and no matter, because I don't know. You know, how you charge for these, it can't be cheap. It can't be cheap. And, you know, but whatever you've had to sacrifice of your own personal life, when you look at that one incident and you step back and you say, so, you know what, that's worth it all.
Yeah, Michael, you know, I'm here to get money, you know, so it's my, I have a salary to pay to...
Absolutely.
Secretary.
Absolutely.
So, but you believe it one way, of if I give it a present, this is the present of the God. God give me more working.
Right. Right.
So this is the law of changes the like battery. If you give it, you
get
back.
Absolutely.
So if you give more, you give me more. If you don't want to like to pipe it, you close the pipe. You know, there's the water pushing it.
Right.
So this I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm not worried one day in my life, because my God is give me to
God takes care of it. Yeah,
of course. So I thinking about the other people,
right?
My neighbors, Egypt, yes, in Palestine. So get millions and millions and millions. What
from the world community?
This?
From the world.
What you do with this?
Right.
Millions, dollars, Europe, give it to the Palestinians. What he did it with them?
Right.
You can tell me now? No streets, no schools, what?
Bank account.
No health, no nothing. Where disappears the money? Where?
Right.
Who can tell me that?
I've said
I did
before.
It my job, yeah. Because I'm person, and I swear my job that because God, I have one God.
Right.
For me and for the children. So I did my job. So unfortunately, what going with the other person that not got the lucky to come to me?
Right.
What are you doing? Going to the street. I knew that. I know that because I got information. Sometimes I fight with the soldiers, the government, so they make the jobs. Okay? Don't get people come here.
Right.
I know I have many problems with some, okay. So make me crazy that about that. Because I think about the children don't not get lucky that this girl, she come here. So what we do with that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody answer me. So
No, I mean, there's billions of dollars pumped into the Gaza every year. And Israel still gives. You still continue to give to those folks.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, sir, looking at this office, and it takes a special person because eventually, for me, sometimes I've about had it, you know what I mean? But so is there one incident? I don't know if it could top the little girl in the mirror, but is there another incident when you first started especially that really stands out to you that you look back and you say, you know, that right there is why I do what I love to do for people.
Okay. So, you know, Israel can explain it about where we was in Peru.
In Peru?
In Peru, yes. So one day he called me that some ambassador of them and of in the government say to me, you want to get a job to make a seminar in Peru? I said, Peru? But I forget it, Peru. So we need it. We needed to help him, we needed to teach him. So we help us to the government of Israel. I say, okay, I'm ready. If you got a job, okay. And after you're back, you see the wall, you see the picture of this boy.
The little boy.
Wow, what a cute little fella.
He's deaf.
He's deaf.
He doesn't have. So, okay, one day we take the suitcases, we take the compliments, and we fly to
Peru, to Lima.
And it was amazing because Peru make working like 30 years before us, working very old-fashioned machines.
All technology.
Technology.
All materials.
Wow. Material.
Everything.
But they're working, they have the pictures.
Yes.
All them. So my son was afraid. I said, oh my God, father, what will you do now? No elimination, no nothing. No nothing. I say, you're afraid.
God with
if
us.
If God give it to us to hear, we'll find everything.
Absolutely.
Yes. Is that right?
Yes. He told me that by this word, I told him, oh my God, father, look how they work. They don't have the right machines, they don't have the right materials.
Vacuum machine, no, nothing.
They don't have anything. So how they want us to fit the new processes to this guys? I said,
how are you going to make them? Because
yes.
You made them when you got there.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We made the three processors for three persons on the seminar. I will tell you a minute about the story. Short story. It was amazing. But
amazing story.
When I told him, my father, how can we work with this? He said, okay, relax. Take it easy. I know how we can do it. If God wants, we can do it. I said, okay, father. If you say... I know that if my father said God will help us, I know that God will be with us. So
let me,
I'm not afraid for any...
I don't mean to... Let me recap.
Okay,
a little bit. So you go to Peru, to Lima,
yeah,
to help out some folks that need some prosthetics.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was mostly legs, I imagine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you get there and you see that the equipment is not what you're used to using because it's so old.
Yes.
And you've got to make these prosthetic legs for these folks that need them. And your dad says, trust God.
Yes.
Of course.
So
by this word, yes. Trust God, he will help us.
And so in the end...
It was amazing. It was amazing because, first of all, we didn't know which person that they are going to give us. And we come with the compliments from here. It was amazing because this is what I want to tell you, how much God helps us. Because... When you choose a prosthetic person, you have to fit the right leg, the feet.
Right.
And which size, left or right, size 27, 24. It's very difficult. It's very individual to any person. So I told him, okay, God, father, they don't give us any details about the person that we're going to do the prosthetics. What should we take with us? He said, let's take this leg, this foot. We just combined a few foot, and when we got there, it was like they give us the right measurements. It was amazing. He said, you see, we take this one, it's perfect to this guy. We take this leg, it's perfect to this guy. It was amazing. It's God helped us.
So you took multiple legs without even measuring them?
Yes.
Yeah. Or you knew what the measurements were?
And it's fitting directly to the guys.
Nothing information and about the patients.
The ages, if it was a man or a
side,
woman. Side. It was nothing. Nothing. We just go.
Nothing.
Blind.
Blind, yes.
We were blind.
It was amazing.
We're sitting here at the table that we're talking now.
On this table, we just put
and
all the compliments
12,
on the table.
12 o'clock at evening,
yes.
PM, and we discuss
what to take with us.
This kind of food.
You can't go with four suitcases with you because it's... You can't get all the workshop with you to Peru.
Right.
You have to choose between some parts and the components.
Not
going to
help me. Not they have some factory that bring me like this.
Yes.
Change the food.
With us.
Nobody, nothing.
Wow.
I say, Israel, what are you worrying?
Everything
God
will be
right. God wanted to be in Peru and Lima? It's helped us.
It will be all right. Don't worry.
Alexei was like this. Believe me. The three persons, two women... Old women, and all
one.
Of them won.
All of them won
16 years old.
16 years and plus.
And two, and one person.
Yes.
Yes.
Also 70 years
seven,
or something
seven
like
also.
This.
So, in the heads of the story was, one of the women, yes, and with the person, started to dancing.
Yes, it
started
was,
the dance.
Yes,
dance.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
On the first time that they used the prosthesis, they just stand. They took each other's hands and they start to dance. You know, everybody else, the people who were standing there was in shock because nobody tell them to do this. Nobody asked them. You know, sometimes when you want to
like
take
this.
A picture, they said, okay, now start to dance, start to work.
Right.
Start to run. They just stand.
Spontaneous.
They just stand, grab hands, and start to dance. It was amazing. All the people who was there was in shock.
Wow.
Was
wow.
That was very
so,
unique.
Now, how long ago was this since you were in Lima?
I carry him because I encourage him because he's I like him. I don't know why. I help him. So in this story that you have, I help three guys. I pray for him and I help him with the healing.
Right.
You can ask me why. I don't know.
No, right, I'm agreeing.
No, no, because the people want it. And I can't explain how we connect with them, this kind of relation with them. I can't explain it because they want it. And I feel it.
Right.
So I knew that I'm sure exactly that God sent me to Peru, to Lima, to meet this boy, three person. Or to leave message for Israel,
right.
And ambassador after then come to me and say to me, you are here with your son 10 days to make
you
the
did,
seminar.
You did more what we did in 3 years. That
5 years.
Here. 5 years.
I'm
more.
Here in my job because we was in the channel of the television.
Right.
Which us off. And he said to me, Yehuda, you give it now for Israel. More than I give it 5 years here.
Wow.
Ambassador.
Wow, wow, wow.
So thanks God.
Thank God.
Thanks God, of course.
You know, let me say this.
And remember that. We
I want to tell him.
Let me say this real quick.
Yeah, of course.
Our time is up. We spent the first part. And I want to say thank you. I hate to cut this off. I want to say thank you for being on Insight to Israel. We're going to come back to you guys another time because I think this is worth doing another show. And I actually would like to get some people that you've helped in a room so we can talk about exactly what you've done. So, sir.
Thank you very
God
much.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's a
God
pleasure.
You.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone who listens to Insight to Israel. I want to say thank you to America's Web Radio. God bless the patriot conservatives in the United States of America that stand for truth. And God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security.